请大家一起低头默祷。
Please bow in prayer silence.
阿们。奉主耶稣圣名，在这里做见证。
In the name of Jesus, I like to testify.
感谢神有这个美好的机会，在这里与弟兄姐妹还有朋友，一起分享见证我小儿子在一岁半所发生的事。
I thank God I have the opportunity to testify with all brothers and sisters and friends, and it's about my son.
以及我个人在信仰上，灵性。的苏醒这一段路程所体验的跟大家分享。
And my experience of the revival of my faith, that I come to a realization that I'd like to share with each one of you.
希望在这见证当中能够再一次的数算神的恩典，他的丰盛的恩典，荣耀神的名。
I hope that through this testimony, I can once again recount the blessings of the Lord and to bring glory to His name.
在我儿子沈天成一岁半的时候，First Life 一岁半的时候，2007年的暑假。家人常常会发现他左眼的瞳孔有白色的反光现象，觉得很奇怪。
So, I'd like to testify my son when he was 1.5 years old. We noticed some white reflection on his left eye in the year of 2007.
决定应该去看小儿科的眼科医生。
We decided to look, decided to seek, opinion from the doctors.
10月16号星期二，医生检查完了，告诉我们他的左眼得了很严重的眼病。
So after diagnosis, the doctor notified us that he had serious problem in his left eye.
他说有两种可能，但因他不太知道，所以请我们建议我们去费城眼科权威的医院看病。
There's two possibility of the outcome, and he recommended us to seek help from the doctor in Philadelphia at the Wills Eye Hospital.
他立刻打电话给那里的医生，然后并预约我们隔天早上见他。
He contacted the doctors right away and scheduled appointment for us in the morning the next day.
10月17号星期三一大早7点到费城。
October 13, right in the early morning, we arrived at Philadelphia.
医生把天成的眼睛瞳孔放大。
So the doctor dilated his eye.
后来有两位护士还有我先生就压着他在。检查台上
and the nurse and my husband was pressing him on the bed.
然后在没有麻醉的情况下，用仪器将他的眼睛睁开，在他的眼睛上戳来戳去，有差不多15到20分钟。
Without any anesthesia applied, they were doing all these bunch of testing on his eye for about 15 minutes.
我完全不敢看，所以我就在外面听他尖叫与哭声。
I did not have to, I wouldn't dare to look at it while he was going through the process, and I can hear his screaming outside the clinic.
检查结束后，医生让我们跟我先生坐下来。
So after the diagnosis and the checkup, the doctor seated us both down.
告诉我们，天成有最后一期，就是第五期的视网膜母细胞癌。
He told us that Jezero suffered from the last stage of retinoblastoma.Which is a cancer in the pupil.
Retinoblastoma, 就是眼球内的癌症。
Which is a retinoblastoma and a cancer in the pupil.
癌症已经覆盖了左眼大概有70%。
Cancer has covered 75% of the pupil.
那两位医生建议在这个阶段最佳治疗就是摘除眼球，左眼。
They suggested enucleation.
如果我们没有马上拆除左眼那个细胞，癌细胞将会通过眼睛后面的视神经传到大脑。
Because if we do not contain or remove the cancer, it will start to spread to the back of the brain.
那一旦进入那个大脑，他完全就没有生命了。
And after it has penetrated into the brain, he will not have any. He will not live.
我们听完医生的消息，我跟我先生就待在那里，没有任何知觉。
And after receiving the news, we were stunned and we have no reaction.
头脑一片空白。
Our minds was blank.
没有办法接受这样的打击。
We could not receive such a great setback.
这件事实在来得太快了。
This came out of nowhere and very sudden.
根本没有时间让我们去决定。
We did not have any time to decide.
那当我们还在震惊当中，医生想尽快安排在2天内动手术拿掉左眼。
And while we're still in shock,the doctor suggested right away to start an operation to remove the entire eye.
但我跟我先生决定延期手术到下个礼拜三。
But we wanted to delay the operation until next Wednesday.
想要在这个礼拜好好的祷告，求神能够带领他不用手术。
We wanted to spend the whole week praying so that God can help guide us in order not to carry out the surgery.
那天晚上，我先生向几乎全美国的教会发出了一个紧急祷告请求。
So that night, my husband sent out an emergency email to the entire churches in the United States.
也寄电子邮件到世界各地的教会请求代祷。
And also to email to all the different churches in the world.
我也打电话了给好多的传道弟兄姐妹，特别为我儿子代祷。
I called up all the preachers, brothers and sisters to intercede for my son.
那一段时间根本吃也吃不下。
During that period of time, I have no appetite to eat.
睡也睡不着。
Could not sleep.
一直想要怎么样去解决才是对的。
And I keep wondering what is the right way to execute
this. 求神让我知道。
And I asked the Lord to help me understand.
所以在这段时间，我跟我们家人就开始长时间的禁食祷告。
So during this period of time, we fasted and prayed together as a family.
一有时间就祷告。
Once, whenever we have time, we will pray.
同时，我们必须常常往费城医院去做检查，譬如MRI 跟抽血等等。
And during then, we have to take many trips to the hospital to carry out MRI and blood test.
想到以后要走的路真不知道怎么过。
We just wonder what is the next step we can go.
求神怜悯加添力量。
We can only ask God to give strength in us and comfort us.
医生打电话来把开刀时间改到一天后。
So the hospital called and scheduled the time until one more day.
所以10月24号我们回去检查，天成还是一样的情形。
So October 24th, we went back to have another checkup, and my son is still in the same condition.
是我们要求的，因为我们想说会有个神奇。
We wanted to push back the time, hoping there is a miracle.
但没有任何改变。
But there's no change.
在回来的路程当中，我心已经决定不回去挖掉了。
On the journey back from the hospital, I've decided that I do not want him to have his eye removed.
但这决定不是我一个人能够决定的。
But I know this is not based on me, on myself alone.
刚好我在车上也听到了田传道娘很多信心的见证。
And throughout the time, I hear testimony, throughout the ride, I heard testimony from Sister Tian.
使我觉得生命在神的手中。
And I realized that our life lies in the hands of God.
神要医他，他一定会好，就看我们能不能够拿出我们依靠的他的心。
If God is willing to heal the person, we will recover. It's up.To us, whether we have this heart for him to accept.
我们在家里讨论了很久。
After long discussion at home.
虽然有些不同的看法，但感谢神，最后也决定明天不去开刀了。
We have many differing opinions, but thank God we have decided not to push forward with the operation the next day.
当我们决定不去开刀的时候，等候神给我们开路的时候。
And while we decided not to opt for operation, we are waiting for God to open up a way for us.
医生与护士就一直打电话回来说，我们一天一天的延迟他的手术，他会一天比一天，更有生命的危险。
So the doctor and nurses keep calling us to remind us that when you delay in your process, every day it's very detrimental to his life.
到时候也要救他就来不及了。
So up till the point when you want to save him, that will be too late.
我们不但收到医生要马上开刀的压力。
Apart from receiving pressure to have operation from the doctors.
甚至也有一些同龄在这方面非常有经验的告诉我们一定要开刀。
And we also receive a lot of advice from members who tell us to go through the operation.
一直劝我们要好好的考虑，因为挖掉能够守住他的生命。
Because they keep telling us to consider this as when if there's a remover of the eye, we can preserve his life.
他们甚至建议这也是有可能神的旨意。
And they could suggest that this might be the will of God.
我非常非常感谢他们的关心。
I'm very thankful for everyone's concern.
但那个时候经过了祷告，我还是没有办法接受摘除眼睛的手术。
But through many prayers that I had, I still could not come to accept that.His eye will be removed.
我一直没有一颗平静安稳的心来面对接受挖掉的事实。
I do not have this peaceful mind and heart to go through the acceptance of him being without his left eye.
但在美国，如果医生觉得孩子处于生命危险之中， 父母拒绝接受治疗。
In the United States, if to go against the doctor's wishes to go through surgery in order to preserve his life, as a parent,
那么他们可以对父母进行医疗护士的指控。
The doctors has the right to sue against the parents,
并可以强迫对孩子进行治疗。
And they can force to carry out this operation on the child.
所以医生说如果我们不愿意手术
，So doctor said that if we do not want to carry out this surgery,
要我们去找另一个眼科医生治疗。
We can go to another optometrist to go to seek the operation.
很恰巧，我们请小儿眼科医生给我们第二个转针的医生，跟梁传道娘介绍的医生是一样的医生。
So very coincidentally, we seek another doctor who is also recommendation by Preacher Liang's wife.
是一位在纽约 Sloan Kettering 癌症医院的眼科肿瘤科主任。
So we contacted this surgeon in the New York Sloan Kettering Hospital.
这也是神奇妙的安排。
And this is also a miraculous arrangement by the Lord.
Second slide, please. 11月6号星期二一大早去纽约给医生检查。11月6号
November 6th, we arranged another checkup to this hospital.
经过麻醉彻底的检查
through some anesthesia and some thorough checkup,
医生确认了他眼癌是末期
The doctor confirmed that he has come to the last stage of his retinoblastoma.
跟前一位医生说的一模一样，这颗肿瘤已经几乎覆盖了他的眼睛。
And this is in accordance to what the previous doctor has confirmed, which is the tumor has already covered up partially of his eye.
不但这样，眼睛里有数千个小小的肿瘤子已经扩散到整个眼内了。
And not only that, the tiny little tumors have already spread.
可以看到那一粒一粒的，那个就是它的那个籽粒。
These vitreous seeds has already spread, and you can see that on the slide.
他给了我们四个选择。
He has given us four options.
一，摘除。
First to remove.
二，摘除。
Second to remove the eye.
三，摘除。
Third to remove.
四，动脉化疗。
The fourth option is intra-arterial chemotherapy.
动脉化疗是 Dr. Eberson 和他的同伴 Dr. Goben 开发的一种新的治疗方法。
And this chemotherapy, it is a new way that he had collaborated with another doctor on this.
他们将化疗从大动脉，就是大腿，大动脉的化疗是大动脉穿管到那个癌症眼睛，一直住到他的眼睛里面。
And this way is to insert a tube from his groin.His leg all the way into the brain.
这新的治疗在那个时候已经有一年多了。
And this new discovery of treatment has existed for a year.
总共有十五个小孩，当那个时候总共有十五个小孩接受这个新的化疗方法。
And this new therapy has been applied to 15 children.
所以还是在实验阶段。
It's still in the experimental process.
Eberson 医生说，天成是他用。这种新的方法治疗的第十五个孩子中最严重的病例。
And Dr. Abraham and his partner confirmed that out of all the 15 children, my son has the highest serious level that they will be carrying out the testing on.
他不知道这个治疗对他来说会不会有效。
They are unsure whether it will be effective to be carried out on my son.
我们一家人都很感谢有神有这一方面的治疗，觉得既然有这种治疗，我们就也不会影响全身，所以我们就不如试试看。
Thank God that we found a way that we might have to consider this because it's a new way and it does not affect the body parts of the body.
一边靠神继续祷告，一边做我们人能够做的本分。
So while we pray, we also do our part.
11月14号，四点一大早带天成第一次做动脉化疗手术。
November 14th, in the early morning, we brought Jezero to start the process.
感谢神，一切都很顺利。
And we thank God everything went well.
做完手术后，他要在康复室的床上5到6个小时时间恢复。
After the surgery, he had to lie on the bed for 4 to 5 hours to recover.
天成的腿必须保持直直的，整整5到6个小时。
And his head, his leg has to remain straight the entire 5 hours.
所以他的腿，被绑在一块木板，硬的木板上。
His leg has been bonded to a piece of cardboard.
这五六个小时是整个恢复中最难的一部分。
This 5 hours is the hardest ordeal of hardest part of his entire ordeal.
当过父母都知道，一个21个月大的男孩，一岁半，躺在那里整整5、6小时，是多么困难。
And you can imagine as a parent, it's difficult for a 21-year-old boy to lay flat on his back for the entire 5 hours.
这是因为他们不要给那个手术伤口不再次出血。
This is to make sure the incision on his groin doesn't bleed.
他在那5小时内，2次被静镇，就是给他安静。
So he had to be sedated for twice during the 5 hours period.
然后手术后也发烧。
And after the surgery, he had fever.
但他没有吐。
But he did not vomit.
那当我们在康复室时，我先生看了一下医生所写的报告。
So during the recovery room, my husband had a chance to read the report from the doctor.
我们才意识到他的病情是多么的严重。
And we realized how serious his illness was.
报告指出他有一个14毫米肿瘤与成千上的幼苗或子粒。
The report indicated that Jezreel has 14 millimeters tumor with thousands of seedings.
尺寸范围到2毫米到6毫米。
The sizes range from 2 millimeters to 6 millimeters.
在那一刻，我先生害怕了。
So at that point, my husband in shock.
他想想成千上万的癌细胞在眼里，无法想象如何这些细胞能够全部都死。
So just think thousands of cells, cancer cells inside an eye could, how could that be that it will all be gone?
我们只能够完全靠神的怜悯。
We can only rely on the mercy of God.
感谢神，12月11号回去检查，结果很好。
We thank God that December 11, we went back for checkup. Everything seems to be good.
一半的肿瘤缩小了。
Half of the tumor had shrunk.
不但如此，很多的千万颗小子粒也都缩的，也是缩小很多。
And thousands of cancer cells has also shrunk.
12月12号做第二次治疗。Slide three.
December 12th, while we carry out the second chemotherapy.
第二次治疗，需要的时间比预期的要长。
So the second chemotherapy took longer than expected.
在手术中，天成的血压突然下降到危险的数字。
During the operation, Jezreel's blood pressure suddenly dropped to a critical level.
他们必须立刻取出从，因为他的管是从大门的，他要全部再把它抽出来，然后立刻停止手术，等血压稳定。
Because the tube was joined from the leg on all the way up, they had to retrieve the tube and stop the operation immediately.
医生不知道为什么他的血压突然下降。
The doctor was not sure why his blood pressure suddenly dropped.
他们认为有可能是因为他们将化学药物注入眼睛太快。
They suspect it might be because they injected the chemo too fast into the eye.
使眼压上升，可能导致血压突然下降。
That caused the pressure in the eyes to raise, and that might.Cause the blood pressure to suddenly drop.
但还是感谢神带领手术，都完全很顺利。
But thank God, for His protection, the operation was still able to continue in a smooth way.
在康复室床的恢复比上次好很多。
And this time, he was able to recover better than before.
1月2号回去检查。
We went back to have a checkup.
肿瘤虽然有继续缩小，但并没有很大的变化。
Even though one third of the tumor continued to shrink, but we're not sure how much it has shrunk.
医生建议继续做第三次治疗。
The doctor suggested that we should continue with the third chemotherapy.
Slide four. 1月4号做第三次治疗，开刀很顺利，但这次他就吐了几次。
So April 1st, we started with the chemo again, and the procedure was successful, but he threw up at the hospital a lot this time.
然后回家他也吐。
And he still continued with the vomiting when we got home.
医生希望这次他是他最后一次的治疗，因为大多数只可以做三次。
The doctor was hoping that this will be his final procedure because we cannot exceed more than 3 times.
当然，在这第三次的治疗当中，我们一直在祷告。
And during this time, we were still praying.
然 然后每次回去等待检查时，就好像好、哦、那个虽然是十分钟，但那十分钟好像是永远永远的那种等待，是永远的等待那种感觉。
Every time we wait for his checkup, that 10 minutes seems to be eternally.
都很紧张。
Because we are very anxious.
就连手都会发抖。
And to the point that we're trembling in our, with our hands.
所以我都会带一个超好的一些圣经节带在我身上，一直念。
And I would have these Bible verses with me so that I can recite.
心里一直默祷。
And in my heart, I keep having silent prayer.
求神给我平静安稳的心来面对医生所要说的结果。
To pray that the Lord will give me a peaceful heart to receive the outcome and the report from the doctors.
1月29, 第三次的结果不是很好。
29 of January, the report does not seem to be favorable.
因为医生说肿瘤虽然缩小了，但是它还在。
The doctor said, even though the tumor has shrunk, but it's still there.
不但如此，还有那些小籽粒的肿瘤还在眼睛里面这样飞来飞浮在浮动。
And these vitreous seeds are still floating around in the eye.
然后最怕如果有一个跑到眼外，那就很麻烦了。
And it would be more complicated when one of the seeds were to spread to out of the area of the eye.
所以医生要我们继续做另外一种治疗方法。
So the doctor suggested another alternative treatment.
三个选择。
And he gave us three options.
第一个，放射性的辐射板。
Which is the radioactive plaque.
就是开刀把辐射的板放进去，缝起来，等两三天，我们父母就在那边，在那个房间，两三天以后。再把它拿掉。
So it's to open up the eye, insert a plaque,、
mm-hmm.
and then wait it for a radio plaque, wait it for 2-3 days, and we will be there for him and to take it out.
但这个他只保证说他可能只有可以把那个大的肿瘤把它弄死，有可能。
And that is only to remove the big tumor.
其他那些没有在就在外面乱跑的可能没有办法医到。
They can't control or detect the little ones that's floating around.
第二，全身辐射。
The second option is to have full body radiation.
那就是普通我们如果说有癌症的，有的就是要去 radiation.
Those are the common radiation if anyone has, for those who have cancer.
第三，摘除。
And the third option again is the enucleation, which is the removal of the eye.
这三个选择都是很辛苦又很痛苦的过程。
These three options seem to be painful and it's a very tough process to go through.
而且它都有副作用。
And all of them have side effects.
那医生也完全没有办法保证。
And again, the doctor cannot guarantee.
因为医生要我们当天就做决定。
Because he wanted us to make a decision the same day.
所以我们跟医生要求做第四次的动脉化疗手术。
We wanted the doctor to carry out a fourth chemotherapy again.
但医生却要我们知道，也非常确定的说，第四次跟你第三次的化疗是不会有什么大变化的。
The doctor does not think the fourth treatment will be any different or have too much effect from the third treatment.
因为癌细胞已经对化疗的药起了抗体。
Because the cancer cell has resistant to the chemo drugs.
结果应该还是会一样的。
And the results will still be the same.
叫我们要有心理准备。
He wants us to be prepared to take this news.
到时候还是要回到以上说的那三个选择。
Because we will once again go back to the three options that he originally suggested.
1月30号2008年做第四次治疗。
January 30, 2008, we carry out the fourth treatment.
持续很顺利，但是因为伤口没有关得很紧，所以再次出血。
And the procedure was very smooth, but the incision area bleeds again because the wound wasn't closed up well, and so.
因此，在手术后，天成有比较大的那个愈伤。
So as a result, he had a large bruise after the surgery.
啊，这次恢复也很辛苦。
And the recovery was really tough this time.
因为这是医生给了他更重的化疗量剂量。
The doctor applied a heavier chemo dosage this time.
他在手术后就吐了。
And after the procedure, he vomited.
当他从手术中起来的时候，已经下午了。
And by the time he was awake, it was in the afternoon.
所以他已经十二个小时都没有吃东西了。
So he had no food for 12 hours.
所以每次他吃东西，他就吐出来。
Every time he would eat, he would vomit.
即使我们从医院出院后，他仍然在电梯里面吐，然后在医院的大厅那边也吐。
As soon as we finished with the procedure, he would vomit everywhere in the elevator, in the hospital hall.
看到这样一个小孩子经历这些痛苦
to witness a child going through this pain.
这么多的管子插在他的手上、腿上。
So many incisions of tubes were inserted in his whole body.
看了真的很心痛。
It is very painful to watch.
为什么不是我，而是他来受这样的苦？
Why is it not me that suffer instead of him?
而且不是一次的开刀。
And this is not just one surgery.
24次。
But he did it 4 times.
对不起，我以为我不会哭了。数不清的全身麻醉。
The countless of time that his body was put under anesthesia.
我一生也没有，我一生当中也没有被麻醉开刀过。
In my whole life, I've never went through the anesthesia.
我非常的不愿意他面对这些痛。
I refuse to know that he had to go through that.
那时我决定不再给他受这种痛苦了。
I decided I would not want him to go through the pain.
我拼了命也要用祷告求神医治他。
Whatever it takes, I will pray so that God can heal him.
帮他开刀的医生也说，这次很难把化疗的那个化学物料射到他那些脂粒的癌细胞。
And the doctor also said that they're not guaranteed to in the last treatment that the chemo can actually kill all the cancer cells.
因为这是浮动的细胞，并没有碰到血管。
Because these virtual seats did not touch the blood vessel.
所以很难射死他们。
So it is very hard to kill them.
基本上这些都是自由浮动的小脂粒。
Basically, these are free floaters.
一旦定居到视网膜，将再次开始癌的过程。
As soon as they settle down to the retina, they will start the cancer's growth again.
如果这次没有全死，他也建议我们挖掉。
Because if we did not kill the entire cells,He again suggests us to remove the entire eye.
Slide 5. 1月31号，2008年，天成第二岁的生日。
31st of January, it was Jezreel's second year old birthday.
他整天没吃太多，因为他早上还继续在吐。
He did not eat much the entire day because he was still vomiting.
但感谢神，晚上他可以吃一点冰淇淋蛋糕。
We thank God that by evening he was able to eat some of the ice cream cake.
Slide 6. 自从发现天成的眼癌，我就请假在家。
When I received news of his eye, I started to apply leave and stay home.
我有时间就祷告、看圣经、读圣灵月刊。
Whenever I have time, I will pray and read the Holy Spirit monthly.
听见证也有几位姐妹有的不认识，也常常用 email 来鼓励我，对神要有信心与安慰我。
I will listen to the testimony and receive emails from brother and sister who encourage me.
这段时间，诗篇给我了很大的鼓励，
during,
很大的力量。
During this time,
the
book of Psalms gave me a lot of comfort and encouragement.
因为它充满了神的应许。
Because it's filled with God's promise.
但有时候还是会失望。
But there'd be time that I'm still disappointed.
这次第四次治疗回家，心想神啊，你有没有在听我们大家的祷告
？And the fourth time after the chemo, as we returned home, I ponder to God that whether He had listened to our prayers.
全国真耶稣教会信徒都在为他祷告。
The entire TJC has been praying for my son.
代祷的力量不是很大吗
？Isn't this contribute to the great power of intercession?
为什么没有我们想要的答案呢
？Why is it that we did not receive the results that we want?
你在哪里
？Where are you?
刚好我用这样的心情祷告完后，
As soon as I finished praying with this in mind，
我就翻开赞美诗，在想要学哪一首新的诗歌，我礼拜六教诗可以跟大家一起分享学习。
I turned to the hymn book and just trying to decide which hymn I should pick to share with the students for this RE class this coming this Saturday。
结果很奇妙的，一翻开就翻到484首，刚才我们唱的。
So very miraculously, I turned to hymn 484, which we have just sung.
对神要有信心。
To have faith in God.
我很惊讶，刚祷告完，在问神到底有没有在听我们的祷告，结果让我翻到这首对神要有信心的诗歌。
I was in shock because while I was still pondering on this question, as soon as I finished praying, I turned to the hymn and I found this hymn.
我在学这首诗歌的时候得到很大的安慰。
As I chose this hymn, I received great comfort.
尤其是第二节。
Especially verse 2.
当相信神。
You have faith in God.
即使你未得回应。
When your prayers are unanswered.
他没有忘记你的恒切呼声。
He never forgets your unceasing pleading.
艰辛等候。
You wait on the Lord.
深信他宝贵应许。
Trust his word and be patient.
相信神，当相信神。
Have faith in God, He'll answer yet.
神真的有在听我们的祷告。
The Lord indeed listened to our prayer.
在这段信心考验当中，查考圣经，看圣灵月报，求神的灵开启我的心。
In these trials that I'm going through, I pray that the Lord open my heart while as I was reading the Holy Spirit monthly.
每次看到圣经节或看到圣灵月刊的一些道理，都好像针对我现在正在患难中的人，教导我怎么去相信神。
Every time I read the verses or sing a hymn or read the Holy Spirit monthly, I felt it was telling me to wait on the Lord during this difficult moment.
怎么去忍耐顺服神，祷告等候神。
To endure and be submissive and wait upon the Lord.
我们都知道圣经要我们怎么去做，但有时候因为医生的报告很难在这时候看神不看人。
Many a times we know how the Bible tells us, but when we receive the report and we see the situation, it is so easy to just to rely on men than on God.
很感谢神，在走不下去、信不下去时，神常常会借着祷告想出圣经的一些例子。
Thank the Lord that every time I come to a dead end, God always have a way.To encourage me from the Bible verses.
如约伯，他是完全人。
Just like Job, who is a perfect man.
他都遇到这么大的苦难，何况我们呢？
He had to go through so much trials and tribulation. What about us?
他遇到信心的考验。
He had a test on his faith.
他没有被周围的环境影响。
He was not affected by his surrounding.
或者是被他的朋友影响。
Or he was not influenced by his friend.
而他定睛的专心看神。
But all he was, was to focus his eyes on the Lord.
所以当我们周围有很多不同看法时，
When there are so many differing opinions surrounding us,
最重要就是在这个时候要定睛看神。
But it is at that moment, it is when we fix our eyes on the Lord.
安静下来看圣经祷告。
We quiet down and we read the Bible and pray.
让圣灵来充满我们。
We ask the Holy Spirit to fill us up.
带领我们怎么走下一步。
To guide us in our next step.
诗篇27:14说要等候神。
Psalms 27:14 says, wait on the Lord.
当壮胆坚固你的心，我在说要等候神。
Be of good courage, and he will strengthen your heart.
我想等候神是一件非常难学习的功课。
To wait upon the Lord is the most difficult lesson for me to learn.
看到一篇圣灵月刊，他说到。
I read a Holy Spirit monthly. It stated that.
我们都希望能用省事又方便的方法来明白神的旨意。
We want to use the most convenient and easy way to understand the will of God.
我们常常就是怕麻烦，懒得祷告。
Sometimes we just think that it's too much trouble, and we're too lazy to pray.
然后懒得查验，更没有时间等候。
And we're lazy to do research, and we have no time to wait.
在这素食文化的影响下
，in this fast-paced society,
我们连明白神的旨意都要求来得快。
We are too fast to react than waiting for the will of God.
一个信心成熟的基督徒
of faith.A faithful and mature Christian.
愿意用心查考道理，明白圣经。
willing to use his heart to study the Bible and understand.
运用智慧做理性的判断。
Use the spiritual wisdom to discern.
用祷告来等候和查验。
To wait upon the Lord through prayers and being patient.
并且细心地观察事情的发展。
And to have close observation around the surroundings.
最重要的要懂得依靠圣灵的带领来明白神的旨意。
But most important is to rely on the Holy Spirit to understand the will of God.
所以这些话好像都在为我而说，要我安静地求告神。
I feel these words are speaking to me that I should be patient and wait upon the Lord.
并且忍耐等候，对他不要失去信心。
And to be patient and to endure so that I will not lose my faith in him.
无论如何结果如何，求神坚固我的信心，保守我的心能够平安。
Whatever the outcome is, may the Lord give me a peaceful heart and strengthen my faith.
最重要就是荣耀他的名。
So that I can bring glory to his name.
Slide 7。二月二十七日，在这次的祷告中，就一直的感谢神的一切带领。
February 27,
在祷告，我就一直感谢神。
Once again, I give thanks to God in my prayer.
知道他是唯一的神，创造天地万物的神。
He's the only true God who's almighty, who created the heavens and the earth.
一切都在他的安排之下。
Everything is under his arrangement.
我也相信天成这件事是神允许安排的。
I understand that whatever Jezreel went through is something that is allowed by the Lord.
为要使我们相信他，依靠他，交托他，等候他。
So that we can learn to rely and trust and wait upon him.
所以祷告当中就一直的感谢保守天成都很平安。
So in my prayer, I continue to give thanks for God's protection on my son.
他吃得下，然后也会跳，也会跑，又跟哥哥一起玩。
That he can eat, he can run, he can play with his brother.
然后眼睛也不会痛。
And his eye will not hurt.
这一切不都是在已经在神的恩典下了吗？
On these things has already under God's grace.
我的祷告就是从求转到感谢。
So my prayer started from pleading and turned into giving thanks.
就在这样的继续祷告之下，
under this way that I started to pray,
我忽然不知不觉就哭了。
So unknowingly I started to weep.
然后就有觉得有一股很大圣灵的很大的力量，就是那就灵也就很顺，就觉得圣灵好有力量这样子。
I feel this power of the Holy Spirit suddenly that moved me.
那时候我就想到那个马可福音十一章二十三、二十四节。
That moment I remember Mark chapter 11 verse 23 to 24.
那里说，无论何人对这山说，你挪开此地，投到海里面。
Whoever said to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea.
他若心里不疑惑，只信他所说的，必成就，也必给他成了。
And does not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things he said will be done.
二十四节说，所以我告诉你们，凡你们祷告祈求的，无论是什么，只要信是得着的，就必得着。
Whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them.
Slide 8，哥林多后书第四章第七节也说。
Second Corinthians chapter 4 verse 7 tells us.
我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里。
But we have treasure in earthen vessel.
要显明这莫大的能力。
That the excellence of the power
是出于神。不是出于我们。
Maybe of God, not of us.
神赐给我们的圣灵是真的很宝贵。
The Holy Spirit that God grants us are very precious.
它不只是加添了我的信心，也赐给我力量走下去。
It not only strengthened me, but gave me strength to continue.
也更让我有平安喜乐的心。
But more importantly, it gives me peace and joy.
神的圣灵是非常大的。
God's power, Holy Spirit is.The power is indeed very great.
而且让我相信，只要我们在祷告被圣灵充满，
and it enables me to believe that as long as I'm being filled with the Holy Spirit.
即使我们不懂神的旨意，
even though we may not fully understand God's will.
那借着圣灵的带领，也会一步一步的带领我们走在神的旨意里。
But through His guidance, He will guide us step by step.
而且我们的选择会越靠近神的旨意。
And our decision and choice will make.Will bring us closer to him.
所以这让我更渴慕圣灵的重要性，因为圣灵就是神的灵。
because I yearn a lot for the Holy Spirit because I believe that the Spirit is from God.
Slide 9. 3月4日, 回去医生检查第四次治疗结果。
And March 4th, we went back for a chemo checkup for the results.
发现肿瘤已经缩得更小了, 而且医生还说有些子粒的癌细胞已经死了。
He commented that Jezreel tumor has shrunk to very, very small, and some of them are almost dead.
他说不是死了，是不见了。
He said they're not dead, but they disappear.
医生说，还说很奇怪的是，没死的小子粒都好像被大的肿瘤给吸住了。
He even exclaimed that they're not dead, but they're gone, and only a few left, and they're being sucked up by the big ones.
好像磁铁把他们吸住了。
It seems that they're being attracted by a magnet.
所以如果我们用放射性的辐射板会很有效果。So
if we start to put the radioactive plaque, it will be very effective at this point.
但成功率也只有50%。
But the success rate is about 50%.
我们非常的感谢神，我已经决定不再做任何其他治疗了。
We really thank God at this point, and we decided to not carry out any more treatments.
感谢神怜悯保守我们的心怀意念。
Thank God that He has preserved our thoughts.
当时又看到一篇圣灵月刊写道,
And again, I read, came across a Holy Spirit monthly.
顺服是交出我对事情的主导权. Submission. Oh. 对着事情的主导, the control of your situation.
The control of the situation is through your submission.
对事情的发展就是没有任何意识.
That you have no, you have. You do not have your own opinion through the results of the outcome of things.
只单纯相信神会做最好的安排.
But you only believe that God has the best arrangement for you.
因为我们晓得万事互相效力, 叫爱神的人得益处.
You know that all things work good together for those who love God.
我们信主耶稣一定不会做错事.
As long as we believe in the Lord Jesus, we will not do the wrong thing.
但这也表示, 如果我们不做任何下一步的治疗, 天成也可能会死。
But we also know that if we did not carry out any procedure, my son's life will be in danger.
我能够承受这样的结果吗?
But can I accept such consequences?
既然都要完全把他的生命交给神了,
When I decided to devote his life to the hands of God,
神是信实的。
God is trustworthy and faithful.
他必不叫我们受试探过于我们所能受的。
He will not let us undergo trials and tribulation that we cannot overcome.
更何况耶稣在世的时候,
And we know that in fact when the Lord Jesus was on earth,
他医治了每一个来呼求他的病人。
He attend to those who cried out to him.
就让神来决定。
And we let God decide.
如果神要他好,
If God wants him to recover,
我们不靠医生治疗, 靠神, 难道神不会听吗?
We do not want to rely on the doctors, but we want to rely on God. Does God not listen?
如果神不让他好,
If God does not allow him to recover,
医生再怎么治疗他, 他也不会好。
No matter how the doctor tried to save, to heal him, he will not recover.
神从来不会误事。
God will not, make mistake.
只是人不明白。
It's just that sometimes man does not understand.
神一向行事是按他的时候,
when God carry out his way, it's because it's according to his timing.
不是按我们的时候,
it is not to our timing.
神要我们学习信靠等候他的时候,
God wants us to learn to wait and be patient.
亚伯拉罕25年才有了儿子, 他等25年。
Abraham waited 25 years old for a son.
他神的应许才实现,
and God's promise will come to will be fulfilled.
而且是实现在他与撒拉都不能生育的时候,
and it happened between the time when he and Sarah are not able to give birth.
就是在人没有办法的时候, 神的恩典神的神迹实现了。
When it is impossible with man, it is that moment that God's miracle will happen.
神有神的时候, 神有他的方法。
God has his own timing and God has his own ways.
不是我们人能够理解的。
It is not something that anyone can comprehend.
不管事情如何发展, 我们一定要不断的祷告, 就是不灰心的祷告。
No matter what the outcome is, we do not give up in our prayer and we cannot be impatient.
医生很不同意我们的看法。
The doctor disagreed with our decision.
4月9号帮我们安排天成的手术。
So he arranged another operation that happened on April 9th.
Slide 10. 4月8号我们顺着医生的安排去做了检查。
So we, according to the doctor's suggestion, we went for another checkup.
在等天成检查当中，祷告求神怜悯保守，不要把天成交在医生的手里。
And while we're waiting, we pray that we should have this heart of waiting and be patient, so that we will not entrust our son to the doctor's hand.
他是神的儿子，神必看顾。
Because he is the son of he's the child of God, and God will protect and watch over.
也要让神得到他的荣耀。
And God will glorify.
因为医生已经知道我们是相信神，也知道我们是有信仰的人。
The doctor knows that we believe in God and we have we are Christians.
检查了非常久，终于出来了。
He went through a thorough and long checkup, and the results came.
告诉我们说很奇怪，不知道为什么，目前天成的瞳孔里全部都是血。
So he found out that the pupil contained a lot of blood.
好像是积血，不知道，是什么原因会这样。
Seems to be accumulation of blood, and he did not understand why.
问我们他有没有被撞到，我们说没有。
He asked if we, Jezreel is being knocked or had an impact, but we said no.
就这样，因为有积血，他要把自己定的手术取消。
And because of the bleeding in the eye, he canceled the surgery.
医生认为从医学角度看是非常不好的状况。
From a medical perspective, this does not look good.
肿瘤会再扩大。
The tumor will start to spread.
继续劝我们拿掉。
And he still continued to advise us to remove.
但依我们看。
But from our perspective,
神出手了。
God had intervened.
当我们决定完全靠神时，神开始他奇妙的作为了。
Just like just when we are waiting, God has started His miracle.
终于可以了解一点点雅各书一章二到四节所说的。
You can understand a little bit of what James chapter 1 verse 2 tells us.
你们若在百般试验中都要以为大喜乐，因为知道你们的信心经过试验，就生忍耐，但忍耐也当成功，是你们成全完备，毫无缺欠。这是多么宝贵的体验。
Count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing.
虽然还处在患难中，但是非常喜乐。
Even though we're still in this trial, but our heart is filled with joy.
Slide 11. 就这样，从那天开始，我的心情变轻松了。
And from that day onward, I was able to be more relaxed.
让神出手医治
，because God had intervened and God had took over and
不但没有副作用
，and there's importantly, most importantly, there's no side effects.
也完全不会痛
，but there's no pain.
是多么幸福的一件事啊
！And this is a very wonderful thing.
Slide 12, 9月2号，医生很惊讶的说，剩下的癌已经钙化了。
So 2nd of August.
September 2nd?
September 2nd, doctor confirmed that
calcified.
It's been calcified.
医生说我们给他吃什么中药没有?
The doctor asked whether we feed him with any
Chinese
medicines.
我们说当然没有。医生接着说，那无论你们现在在做什么，继续做吧。
So the doctor said, whatever you have, you're doing, continue to do so.
我们说我们只有祷告。
We replied that all we did was pray.
他好像不太相信天成会这样子好。
It seems like he was very, he could not believe that my son can be healed so naturally.
医生把四个礼拜的检查改到六个礼拜。
So from a 4 weeks checkup, he extended to 6 weeks.
10月14号 ,2008 年,医生发现有血管的发展。
October 14,
there is a blood vessel.
The progress of the blood vessel.
这发展大部分只是会让眼睛有压力。
And this extension will cause pressure in the eye.
很多时候会非常的痛。
Most of the time it will be it will cause pain.
就要我们马上回去看他。
Immediately he wanted us to come back.
神特别的看顾他，目前到现在他都没有说他眼睛很痛。
God really protected him until this point that he has not said that he was in pain.
我们认识另外一位小朋友跟天成的病例一模一样。
We came across another child who had the same situation and condition as Jezreel.
他还经过了 radiation.
And that child had gone through radiation.
就因为他眼压很高，痛得很厉害，最后还是没办法，只好挖掉眼睛。
And that person had a pressure was so high that it caused so much pain that at the end,they had to do enucleation.
虽然晨晨一天看不到，一个眼睛看不到。
Even though he could not see with one eye.
但每一天的不痛，还有保守祝神给他漂亮的眼睛。
But every day under God's protection, he still has a beautiful eye.
这就是神的恩典，神的神迹。
And this is God's grace and God's miracle.
Slide 13, 4月14号，2009年，自从内出血以一年以后。这一次回到医院检查。
April 14, 2009, after one year later after no treatment.
医生出来告诉我们说，他的眼球里面的血完全退了。
The doctor said that after the checkup, that his blood was completely clear.
这一次他可以清楚的看见眼球里面的癌细胞全部钙化了。
And this time, the doctor was able to see that all the cancer cells have been calcified.
我跟我先生一直不断地感谢神。
When we hear this, we never cease to give thanks to God.
甚至不愿意承认这个神迹的医生，他也说了感谢神，他是一个幸运的小男孩。
Even the doctor who at first was apprehend about this situation that we wanted to go forward was able to say that thank God he was a very fortunate child.
Slide 14.最后，我想用几段圣经做最后的感想。
And lastly, I'd like to use some Bible verse as a reflection.
诗篇146篇3节跟5节说：“你们不要倚靠君王，不要倚靠世人，他一点不能帮助。”第五节：“以雅各的神为帮助，仰望主他神的，这人变为有福。”
Psalms 146 verse 3 and 5: Do not put your trust in prince, nor in the son of man, in whom there is no help.Happy is he who has God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God.
人的能力是非常有限的。
The man's ability is very limited.
医生不是万能的。
Doctors are not, they're not as powerful.
我们靠神的心一定要比靠医生的心还强。
Our reliance and trust in God has to be greater than in men.
尤其我们已经是神的儿女，他必看顾保护我们。
Especially when we are the child of God, and He will watch and protect us.
而且在他的祝福恩典以下，是完全没有任何痛苦与副作用。
Under His blessings and His guidance, there is no side effects and there is no pain.
所以我们遇到困难时，一定要先靠神。
So whenever we encounter difficulties, we have to first trust and rely on God.
在人不能，在神凡事都能。
When it's impossible with men, it is possible with God.
哥林多后书第三章四到五。
Second Corinthians chapter 3 verse 4 to 5.
我们因基督所以在神面前才有这样的信心。
And we have such faith through Christ towards God.
第五节，并不是我们凭自己能承担什么事，我们所能承担的乃是出于神。
Not that we're sufficient of ourselves to think of anything as being from ourselves, but our sufficiency is from God.
当神考验我们的时候，
When God is testing us,
同时也在我们的心中加添力量。
At the same time, He has strengthened us in our faith.
神所赐的力量是能够胜过将要来的试炼。
The strength that God has given us is able for us to overcome in future.
有了信心就生出心灵的平安，就不会怕。
Once there is faith, we will evolve a peaceful heart and we will not be afraid.
我今天才发现4月8号2008年，就是那时候神让他的眼睛全部都是有，就是积血嘛。
Today I just realized that April 8, when his, there's bleeding in his blood.
那今天是4月8号的9年后。
And today happened to be April 8, after 9 years later.
在这里做见证，神创造人类。
And I'm here to testify that God created man.
You know, 但我们神，我在想说神创造人类，然后但我们却，亏欠他的荣耀。
God has created man, but we fall short of his glory.
犯罪。
We have sin.
那神又为了我们的罪安排独生子来献上，为我们的罪死了。
Because of our sin, God sent his son to bear our sin and to die for us.
免去我们的永远永远的审判审判跟我们永远的永刑。
So that we can escape this eternal punishment.
神这样的爱我们。
God loves us so much.
人算什么？
What is man to God?
你既这样的顾念我们。
He continued to shower his care upon us.
这九年当中充满了神的看顾与带领。
During these 9 years, it is full of God's protection and God's guidance.
我们真的不非常不配，也很感谢神这么多的恩典。
We feel we're unworthy, but to receive so much blessings from God.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹朋友们
，Dear brothers and sisters, friends and relatives,
我们活在这个世上
，our life in this world,
最宝贵的就是在患难中得到主里的平安。
Most important thing is to receive peace through tribulations.
当我们在困难时。
When we're encountering difficulties,
虽然还没有解决
even though the problem might not be solved,
但我们可以靠这个伟大掌管一切的神
but we can rely on this God that governs the heaven and the earth.
我们的心就得平安
Our heart will gain peace.
心中也有喜乐
And we will gain joy.
在主的平安里得到喜乐
And in Christ, we have peace.
在主的平安里得到盼望
And in peace, in God's peace, we have hope.
在主的平安里得到永生
And in God's peace we have eternal life
希望我们一起得到信主的平安喜乐
May we receive this peace that, and joy
愿一切荣耀尊贵
May all glory of,
都归于天上的真神
Be given unto the Heavenly Father
Amen